it becomes completely innate. You shut off and it's, I don't believe in God, but I feel like what people are talking about when they say that something is operating through them. Like, you're operating on an, there's not really a filter that I'm thinking before I place the brush and now blending. And then it sort of just becomes a second nature. And that is, I don't know why I'm talking about this, but it's wonderful. I picked a happy poem because it's New Year's and typically I'm very dark and dreary and grotesque. And I thought that I would give the audience something hopeful.
This is pretty out of character. I can't wait.
It's okay.
All right.
All right.
What's it called?
Thursday.
Ooh, I hate this already.
All right. A streetlight glares off cheap glass on an antechamber threshold down Little Armenia Way. In New L.A., I am an immaculate line of creation consuming. From my periphery, I see a man approaching, pressed slacks, pleasantly playing the lines of light and dark. I pretend not to have noticed him, continuing to press down keys visibly slower than before. He catches a modern jazz quintet reverberating inside my ears and slides into a dance both old and new. He appeals to me, courting. I cannot believe a word he is saying. Sharp lines of my body, however, slave to his step, to this music whose composers are long gone, xylophone of my claves radius, like clavicle wrists, the medley of brass keys, 3, 2, 1, he presses on like tomorrow will never come, and maybe it won't. Shuffle gliding up 3 steps, down 2, back up 1, and I don't even know his name. Gerard, he grounds, Yasmin, I think, he nods, acknowledging far more information than a name. An eyebrow lifts in question, I could not know why. He kicks his feet back up, shuffling around the base of our steps, closer and closer each round, making sense of all the wear on concrete's paint. I think Shirley Bassey begins to lament like whales around us. It's something about a perfect moment, a surge that each man calls something else. It's about ignoring the civilized world for glorious spaces of time with yourself. His name was Gerard, I think, if I try and recall, and he played the sweetest dance with me. On a foggy night, before I thought to look around my shoulder, before I heard the meth addict's verbal interjections at his mad housewife, before I saw the same line of cars down the same old street, heard the same swooping of low helicopters, and only after I gave myself to the page.
Yes!
Okay.
No, yes.
Yeah.